Following in Ancient Footsteps.
One of the world's most ancient and historically important trade routes, the Silk Road conjures up exotic images of camel caravans, windswept deserts, and such legendary figures as Genghis Khan and Marco Polo. Extending as far as the Indian kingdoms in the west to present-day Xi'an in China in the east, the Silk Road was already a crossroads of Asia by the 3rd century BC.
Skirting the edges of the harsh and inhospitable Taklamakan Desert, the Silk Road actually had several different branches, each passing through different oases. All roads began in Chang'an, Xi'an. The northern route wound its way through places such as Turfan and Kukwa, before finally ending at Kashgar. The southern route followed the lower fringes of the Taklamakan to eventually end up at the same destination. Numerous other routes were also plied throughout the ages, reaching all the way to Samarkand, Tashkent, India, and the Caspian Sea.
Silk was not the only commodity traveling the Silk Road. Other goods, such as exotic animals, ivory, and gold, were also transported along the route. It was silk, though, which fascinated the Romans. Agents were sent from Rome to explore the route and to obtain the material at a lower price. The Romans, however, did not give the Silk Road its name. The term was actually coined by the 19th century German scholar Baron Ferdinand von Richthofen. In spite of its name, silk was not the most important commodity traversing the Silk Road. That honor fell to religion. Along the northern branch of the route, Buddhism made its way from India to China in the 4th and 5th centuries. Christianity also made an appearance in the 7th century, when merchants carried the faith from northern Iran to Chang'an.
Not long after the Tang era, 618 to 907, when trade along the Silk Road had reached its height, the fearsome Genghis Khan and his Mongol armies conquered a vast area spanning much of Central Asia. Accordingly, the Silk Road became an important communication route between different parts of the Mongol Empire. During the rule of Kublai Khan, more Europeans began venturing toward China along the Silk Road. The most famous of these travelers was Marco Polo, whose thoughts and adventures were later recorded and embellished by an Italian romance writer.
During the 14th century, with the disintegration of the Mongol Empire, the isolationist policies of the Ming Dynasty, and the development of the Silk Route by sea, the Silk Road was forced into decline. Renewed interest in it emerged only among Western scholars near the end of the 19th century. The existence of ancient cities excited them, and an archaeological free-for-all began. These days, those seeking out treasures of the Silk Road can find what they are looking for in such far-flung places as London, Delhi, and Berlin.